Okay, friends, here we are back on A Heart Refined on episode 26. Yesterday, we wrapped up as we were talking about the wars that we wage in between each other, that we fight in between each other, and how we judge and we defame, placing ourselves in the position as lawgiver and judge, but we are definitely not that. There's only one, and that's in verse 12 of chapter 4, where James says, there's only one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and destroy, but who are you to judge your neighbor? I want to go back and read this little snippet that I wrapped up the day with yesterday, because it's a powerful thing for us to put our head around. So it says, James invites his readers to cast their minds back to some recent conflict. What happened? Why did it take place? Is there a conflict that seems to keep reoccurring? Why does it do so? What's going on? When we think of times when things have flared up with someone else, our instinct often is to answer James's question in a particular way. What is the cause of a fight or quarrel with this other party? They are, of course. If they weren't so unreasonable or demanding, or if they were more thoughtful and considerate, then there would be no problem. The answer seems obvious. Other people are to blame for our conflicts. I don't know how many of you live a life where that's sort of the general consensus in all of your relationships. Maybe you're not necessarily the issue, they are. Now listen, there's absolutely situations in your life where you're not necessarily to blame, that somebody else has chosen to take the toxic road and you're just sort of a bystander, but you're getting hurt in the process. That's understandable, and that happens often. There's a lot of people with narcissistic personality disorder, or even variations of the sort, that would lead you down that path and hurt you in the process. And so I'm not taking from that. But then there's the rest of the time where we use our own little narcissistic qualities. All of us maybe not have the full-blown narcissism, but we definitely have those qualities because we're human beings and we're interested in ourselves and we want to validate or vindicate ourselves. And so it's easier to play the victim role than it is to stand up against ourselves and say, well, maybe I'm actually a part of the problem too. And this is what James is calling us to pay attention to. And there's another thought I have too, is how much of the conflict in our relationships do we think is actually based on them not living the life that we're praying for them to live? I mean, think about this. Have you ever been in deep prayer over somebody and you are just telling God how it should be, how it is they should be living, and how he should deliver them from that? And really, if you look back on that prayer, what you've been praying all along is, Lord, make me comfortable. Things were going fine, and then this person started doing their own thing, which definitely is disobedient to God, but it really just made me uncomfortable. So let's bring that back into line, God, and let's make this person serve you so that I'm not uncomfortable anymore. Now, I can say I have honestly prayed that in a lot of scenarios, and the Lord is not going to answer that prayer because it's not about him. It's about me, and it's definitely not about them. It's just about me. And so I have some testimony there. I've recently been in a scenario where I really was hurt, and I was praying these prayers, Lord, make it right, crying out, weeping. And the Lord allowed me to stay for some 6 months, actually 7 months, in that place. He allowed me to hang there because he knew it was about me and he wasn't going to answer that prayer. But what he allowed me to do is hang in a depression that kept me seeking. And then in that seeking, he answered my prayers with himself. And I don't know if I've already spoken about this book on this podcast. And I'm telling you, once the study guide for this other book comes out, we're going to be doing it here on A Heart Refined, but it's called Gentle and Lowly by Dane Ortlund. And I came across this book by happenstance, and I began to read. And of course, I don't believe in happenstance. The Lord lined this up. And I began to read, and it walked me through the process of learning how to love those who have offended like Jesus loves me who I have definitely offended his perfection. And yet he doesn't live in offense. He lives in perfect love, leaning into me in my sin, loving me right where I am, and recognizing who I was in that sinful place before the Lord and how I had been praying all along to serve myself. Then I was put on my knees in awe and reverence of Him and immediately learning how to forgive this other person. I mean, it's just mind-blowing once you come to that place of recognition that it's not about you. And then you start praying differently. You start praying based on the love of God, and then the war that rages within you is sort of put to death. And then Satan loses his footing in that particular area. Now, mind you, he's going to fight you somewhere else. He's going to try to figure out another place. But in that particular area, I can say in my life, he's lost. Now, are there going to be other times that I need to come back and take that captive, remembering who Jesus is and all that? Of course, that's going to be an ongoing process. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has already shown himself victorious over this. And so I am a new and better woman. So I praise the Lord as I can see in this scenario, his great victory. So, like I said, I can recognize on this side that I wasn't praying based on God's will. And I was living as a judge and the jury, telling God what he should do about it. Now, let's take a second and let's break down verses 11 and 12 by defining some words. So it says, now, let me go back here. Let me flip back in my notes here and let's read 11 and 12 again so that we know where we're coming from. Don't criticize one another, brothers and sisters. Anyone who defames or judges a fellow believer defames and judges the law. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy, but who are you to judge your neighbor? And so if we look at that word criticize, CSB says that we should not criticize. Other versions say slander. Now it can be our tendency to skip over that word criticize because we give ourselves full right to criticism and cynicism. I mean, can I get an oh me right there? Oh, I feel cheesy saying that, but I know every one of us sort of lean into that, like, oh boy, yeah, because I do give myself full right to criticism and cynicism. I am a cynical person by nature, by my fallen nature, but y'all, if we look at that factor of it's not just how I was born, how I was made in this world. It's that I need to be reborn and need to surrender myself to Christ. And so that definitely is something that I have to work past, and recognizing that even though I have like this earthly right, a fleshly right, I don't have a godly right to be critical and cynical. In our definition, though, these two things are simply observation. But if we were to run our thoughts and conversations about someone else through the biblical washer, we'll see that it shines up to be self-righteous judgment and gossip the majority of the time. Now, let's make sure that we clarify something here and define something here. What does quiet, spirited observation look like? Well, we have a couple different things going here. There are times in our lives where we recognize a sin in someone else. We first and foremost must go to God over that. And then we also have safe places, people that we can go and not just vent to, but say, hey, this is a thing and this is happening. Let's pray together over this. And then what do we do next? You have safe places. Now remember something, you don't need to have 14 or 15 different safe places, and Facebook is not one of your safe places. There needs to be a brother or sister in Christ that you actually sit down with face to face and you say, this is a thing, can you help me here? If we're just going around spouting off our mouth, it's not a quiet observation. It's again, judgment and gossip. It's self-righteous judgment and gossip, and that's sinful. And this should not be. It's just plain and simple. We make ourselves, again, we give ourselves the right to do these things. And we don't have the right at all. And so let's look here at verses. We're going from 2B through 3. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Now, James is saying that we are, first of all, living in prayerlessness. And so I'm gonna stop here, because the next part that I'm digging into, I could really start barreling through that, and that would be take too much time. But think about that as you close out today's episode. And you think about a lot of the reason that we are in that judgmental, self-righteous, judgmental place is because we are living in prayerlessness. And prayerlessness is as though we are saying, God, I don't need you. And I'm going to dig more into that tomorrow. Boy, this is good stuff. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.